This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. For some people, the road to a dream job begins with the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? For others, it starts with high school vocational training, and for others, it happens in college and graduate school. For David Murray, it started with retirement. He didn't start his self-styled dream job in professional photography until 2008, after 30 years as a Silicon Valley executive, computer scientist, and entrepreneur. Now as principal house photographer for the Music Hall in Portsmouth, David has photographed everyone from musician Al Green to writer Salman Rushdie. Aside from his work with the Music Hall, David Murray has a freelance business of his own, Clear Eye Photo. He recently sat down with Virginia as part of Word of Mouth's Good Gig series, and they started their conversation discussing what it takes to capture a performer at the Music Hall.
Beyond taking pictures of people who are on stage, what does your job at the Music Hall really entail?
Well, you know, there are, most of the famous people who come to the Music Hall are not not lacking in photographs being out there for them already. So, you know, the unique thing is that the Music Hall is this incredibly beautiful performance space, a sort of wonderful mix of being big enough to have large people come and being able to support that, but yet have an intimate performance experience connecting the audience to the performer. So my job, first and foremost, is to document that, so not to just get a wonderful photo of Herbie Hancock, but to get a wonderful photo of Herbie Hancock at the Music Hall in one way or another, showing the beautiful setting. And then very often, because of that intimacy of the space, the audience will connect with the performers by, like, shaking their hands or being invited up on the stage or something like that. So when I'm there, one of my primary goals is to capture an audience member interacting with a performer.
One of the things I've also seen is you do a lot backstage.
Yeah.
Which is kind of an interesting moment. I mean, you might think that people are tense because they're ready to go on stage, or you might think that they just want to chill. I mean, has anyone ever said to you, please, you know, leave me alone in my private space here?
Oh, yeah. The whole backstage scene has to be navigated very carefully. I try to be respectful and figure out what's going on. But I will also, you know, step in when I need to. So, you know, there's the Margaret Atwood was standing in the wings waiting to go on, and she had her book in her arms, but it was turned backwards. And I thought, you know, if I can just get her to turn that book around, then she'll be wearing a sign and people will know who she is. So I asked her to turn it around.
So they're largely unstaged.
Yeah. I mean, that was probably one of the few cases where I actually, you know, interrupted their train of thought before they went on. You know, you never know. Some people, like Joshua Bell, before a performance, he is completely focused on being ready for the performance.
Mm-hmm. This is the violinist.
The very famous violinist. And, you know, what he told me was, I don't care what you do, but I'm not going to pay any attention to you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, don't ask me anything. Just let me have my space. And you know, he was gracious in that way. And then other performers, when they meet me, will want to interact with me. So Jim Belushi was there with the Board of Comedy. And when he met me, he said, let's go out back and take photos. And, you know, he took the group out back, and it's kind of funky back there. There's
kind of an alleyway.
It's an alley, and it there's some cool spaces back there. And he had noticed that going in. And, you know, instead of being the star who didn't want to be bothered, I think he was trying to get pumped up for the show and get his group pumped up. And he was just being friendly, and he was amazing, actually. And it was definitely not what I was expecting and really fun.
Well, that's interesting because he took you out of your sort of accustomed space. So, you know, there's a power relationship, isn't there, on some level when you're taking photographs of somebody, right? You know, you are in charge on some level, and there is an image that they want to project to the world. I mean, do you feel like you're getting an honest portrait of people?
Well, you know, in performance photography, it's really turned around. You know, when I go and do a portrait for corporate kind of a portrait, or an individual asks me for a headshot, then they really are looking to me to provide guidance to help bring out the best of them and get the portrait that they're after, and I'll collaborate with them closely on that. But in the performance space, my job is to, you know, let them be their – you know, they are already a performer, right? They know how to project themselves to the public. And my job is to be there and capture that somehow. So it's very much the case that they have all the power.
Do you ever find that people don't quite match up, you know, sort of who they are backstage, either interacting with you or other people, and who they are on stage?
Yes, but I can't reveal that without losing my job.
Nobody's. It's just us.
Yeah, it's just us. No, you never know. You know, there are people who you think sometimes. You know, I walk in with the highest of hopes that I will connect with someone, and what I'm greeted with is the management saying, you know, leave them alone. Mm-hmm. You can shoot, you know, the first three songs from the back of the hall, and other times I'll be, you know, just embraced. So you just never know.
Okay, so. Maybe you can't reveal people who put on the mask when they get on stage, but anyone actually notoriously difficult to capture.
Well, you know, I think that the people who end up being on the stage at the music hall are, you know, generally successful on stage, right? So, you know, there is a way to make them, you know, look good or interesting. I do carefully look at I Google the person and I look for images to see what the images are that are out there. Especially, you know, for older performers like Tony Bennett,
as
an example, you know, obviously this is a person who's going to have some wrinkles or whatever. And so I wanted to see what they were comfortable with out there, because in modern photography, we have the opportunity to Photoshop. Right. And but if the body of work that's already out there showing all the wrinkles and the warts, then, you know, it would be silly if my images covered them over.
What was Tony Bennett like?
Well, you know, he's a legend. He put so much energy into that show that when he went backstage afterwards, he was pretty much done.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some really, you know, nice moments when he thanked the backstage crew for, you know, being nice to them. And then there's this one of my favorite photos is of him going out the stage door, and there's a bit of a steep stairs mm-hmm. there, and he's sort of leaning, and he's got his overcoat on because it was in the winter, and you know, he just on the one hand looks like such a presence because he's Tony Bennett, you know, and he could be the Godfather, right? And then on the other hand, he's got some age to him, and it really comes through.
Any favorite shots?
Well, I have so many favorite shots. You know, it's just. Many times my personal favorites have nothing to do with the quality of the photo. It has to do with the setting, you know, what I remember.
The interaction?
Yeah, for me. Yeah. So I have like two classes. I have the photos that I love to look at because they remind me of what a wonderful moment it was for me with the performer. And then there are the photos that I look at and go, yeah, that's a good photo.
So how about one from each category?
The one from the category where it was just a real, you know, great memory for me was the wonderful dance troupe, modern dance troupe, Palabolas, mm-hmm. came to Portsmouth, and my day with Palabolas was go to the master class that they are teaching, hang out with them in the afternoon, and then shoot the show. Right before the show, they get in a big circle, and it's sort of like a big group hug. Where they just try to get the energy together before the performance starts. And I felt comfortable enough with the interactions from all day that I took a photo of them in that hug. And I like that photo a lot, and it's a good photo. But what you can't see is that when they heard the click, they turned and said, oh, there's David. And they basically opened the group hug and beckoned me to come into the hug with them. And, of course, nobody was there to take a picture of it because I was in the hug. But it's, you know, I've got the picture in my head and I kind of got choked up about it because because that's the closest I'm ever going to get to dancing with a Palabolas dancer.
Well, but you also said you were a music major. So at one point, you know, is there part of you that's being fulfilled by taking photographs of people performing music on stage? Was that a dream of yours at one time?
You know, I'm an okay performer. You know, I've never been kicked off the stage, and I've been paid to perform. It's how I put myself through college. But you know, I have no illusions that I would ever tour with Herbie Hancock. But you know, at least I've been on the stage with Herbie Hancock now, and it's so I have a camera in my hand instead of a flute. You know, but it's okay.
So you couldn't take a photograph of yourself with Palabolas. Do you ever get tempted to take the selfie?
Well. Yeah. Usually if the subject is especially beautiful, I will often ask someone else to take the picture of me. There was a great moment when Justice Sotomayor was speaking at the music hall, and I had been photographing her with everybody. Mm-hmm. And she was just so gracious. And also, you know, we thought she was done, that we tired her out, and she should have been tired out. It would have been justified. But as she was walking off the stage, she actually came up to me and asked for my camera and handed it to someone else and said, you know, David's been taking pictures of other people with me all night. He should have a picture with me. And I have that picture. And it's, you know, it's just wonderful that she did that.
Okay, pretty good gig.
It's a good gig, yeah.
That's David Murray chatting with Virginia Prescott as part of Word of Mouth's Good Gig series. David Murray is a New Hampshire-based freelance photographer and principal photographer for the Music Hall in Portsmouth. You can check out all the photos we chatted about today and more on our website, wordofmouthradio.org. And as we continue our series on good gigs, we'd love to hear from you, too. Do you have a dream job, or do you know someone with an unusually cool gig? If so, shoot us an email. Our address is wordofmouth@nhpr.org. That's wordofmouth@nhpr.org. And don't forget to put good gig in the subject line. I'm Taylor Quimby, sitting in for Virginia Prescott. Join us for more Word of Mouth right here on New Hampshire Public Radio.